Doctors Without Borders, or MSF, has confirmed that all of its staff have now left Nauru, but the organisation says it is deeply concerned about the care of people on the island. MSF had been delivering mental health services to asylum seekers, refugees and locals on Nauru for the last 11 months. But last Friday, Nauru's government said MSF services were no longer needed and gave staff 24 hours to leave. MSF complied, but is warning the situation for patients there is beyond desperate. Dr. Beth O'Connor is an MSF psychiatrist who worked on Nauru for most of the 11 months. Welcome to RN Drive.
Thank you.
Give us a sense of the extent of the mental health situation that you and your colleagues have been witnessing on Nauru.
Well, I was working in Nauru over the last 11 months, and over that time I saw amongst the refugee and asylum seeker population significant amounts of depression and anxiety and post-traumatic stress disorder. And as a result of that, we were seeing people self-harming, who had suicidal ideation or making suicide attempts. We're also seeing this in children, and we're aware of children as young as 9 who had suicidal ideation or making suicide attempts.
The Home Affairs Minister, Peter Dutton, responded to this story yesterday. He says MSF was not involved in providing medical services. Let's take a listen.
64 health professionals that are up there at the moment. MFS not involved in the provision of medical services to transferees, but to local Nauruans, because the local Nauruans were getting upset at the level of service being provided to the transferees.
That was the Home Affairs Minister, Peter Dutton, there. What's your response to that?
So we had an agreement with the Ministry of Health from the government of Nauru, and that agreement clearly stated that we were to provide mental health care for people with moderate to severe mental illness, and that includes Nauruans, refugees and asylum seekers without discrimination.
The refugees and asylum seekers do have access to mental health services provided by the Australian government's contractor, International Health and Medical Services. So they can still get help, can't they?
That's correct. They have services. However, we were the only independent organisation. And when you're providing mental health care, it's really important that people can trust the clinicians they're talking to. And if the clinician you are talking to is contracted by the Australian government, who is going to ultimately determine your immigration status, it's very hard to trust those people.
You dispute the Nauru government's excuse that it no longer needed MSF's help. What do you think is the real reason behind the motivation to ask you to leave?
We'd like to know. They haven't given us more information than that.
There have been suggestions it could be because MSF allowed patients access to their files and that those files were in some cases used in legal applications to Australia's Federal Corps for Urgent Medical Transfers. Is that the issue and is that appropriate?
Again, I really have to say we don't know.
Okay, but were those files being accessed?
All patients have the right to access their patient information.
And by contrast, can they access the records from the International Health and Medical Services, the government provider?
Yes, there is an avenue in which they can do that.
MSF didn't share its notes with staff from International Health and Medical Services. Doesn't that mean that there was a risk of over-medication and inconsistent treatment?
If we had concerns about people, we would explain that to the patient and we would inform IHMS. And also we would discuss with patients any potential problems that could arise if they were receiving medication from two different sources. And that's similar to what happens in other countries, like in Australia. People can go to two different doctors and not inform the other doctor. So that's a risk in most places that people work.
But why didn't you work closer together with the government provider, International Health and Medical Services?
As I said, we're an independent organisation, and that was a clear distinction to make. We wanted patients to be able to trust us and know that information they shared with us would not be given back to the Australian government, and we were not contracted by them.
MSF has called for all of those asylum seekers on Nauru to be brought to Australia. Why?
MSF has called for all the refugees and asylum seekers to be removed from Nauru and taken to a safe place.
And that doesn't have to be Australia?
No, it needs to be a place where they can have access to ongoing medical care, and it needs to be a secure environment so they can start to recover from the trauma that they have experienced.
As we clarified earlier, they do still have access to medical services, which is the government's argument. You know, they are still being provided with medical services. So why should they be brought all in, the entire group, as you say?
It's about the harmful effect of indefinite detention on the refugees and asylum seekers. And in terms of when you're providing mental health care to people, you're going to be able to get the best response to that if someone is in a secure environment.
Dr. O'Connor, thanks for your time.
That's all right. Thank you, Patricia.
Dr. Beth O'Connor is an MSF psychiatrist who has worked on Nauru for most of the past year. And this is RN Drive.